Hey everybody, Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that's freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Man, are we over here at the Common Sense Show taking electric interference like you wouldn't believe, especially on my cell phone, emails. It's crazy. It's absolutely insane what's going on. But we're going to persevere. We've got Dr. Sherry Edwards back with us for a second consecutive appearance because we're going to use her technology that the big boys have tried to steal from her, and they offered actually in the beginning millions of dollars. She's made it free, so the public would not be denied this truth teller. And we're going to look at Mike Huckabee and Tucker Carlson. And this has been a hot topic. I watched the interview. I know one thing. I haven't seen Sherry's work on this yet, but I can already tell you it's probably not going to deviate more than about 2% from what I thought I saw there. I got a pretty good sense of this, but I want you to see that this is a scientific validation. The technology, just to keep it real simple again, because many of you already know, it's based on voice frequency. It can tell things like health issues, truth, motivation. Intricate computer program puts this all together and gives you results. We're going to show some of the charts here. And as far as I know, Sherry's never been wrong. That's pretty amazing. I mean, I interview some really, really talented people, and occasionally they'll have a little 1 degree slip up somewhere. Her science, I've never seen it be wrong. But anyway, we're brought to you by Noble Gold, and First Bank has failed. Digital is going full bore, and I don't trust what they're going to do. And by the way, I'm going to do something this week on the fact that AI is freezing bank accounts and holding money indefinitely because even though you're not doing anything wrong and you have no criminal record, they say, we flagged you for suspicion and you can't get your money. You can't use your debit card. And it can happen to you at the very, very worst time. Do you really want to trust the bank with everything you have? My answer is HE double hockey sticks. No, speaking of hockey sticks, congratulations to the men and women's hockey teams that both won the gold in overtime against Canada that Mark Carney's trying to make an enemy out of us with. Canadians, I love you. Mark Carney's got to go. Anyway, Noble Gold can help you gain financial independence and not put your retirement, not put your money at risk. What do? You call 877-646-5347, 877-646-5347. 5347. Well, Sherry, thank you so much for coming back. I know how busy you are with the classes you teach, and she makes this stuff available to everybody, and we'll tell you how to take advantage of this for yourself. But she's really busy, and we appreciate Sherry coming back. Sherry, I went in detail over our last interview, and everything that your program said about Erica Kirk, I have already found. In other words, I think we have a one-to-one correspondence.
But you didn't
And
tell me.
yeah, it's phenomenal. I thought, okay, I'm looking at this things you said. I went back to so I looked at some of the work I've done on Erica Kirk and bingo. And Candace Owens, well, people are going to think that she pays me to say the things I say. She's allowed to have an opinion. She's allowed to say, I think that, okay, now I've rethought that. Now I think it's more this. But she is really good. When she says, this is the way it is, it's the way it is. And by the way, Candace comes back from vacation. This will air on Wednesday. So she came back from vacation 2 days ago. It'll be interesting to see what she comes out with because she said she's got some bombshells to deliver. And this goes right hand in hand with what you said. That she's telling the truth, but she's holding back. And I think she was holding back for this week. TPSA, you better brace yourself.
We didn't collude, though. We came to these opinions separately. I don't.
Yeah, mine is just good old investigative work. And then some of it is, my training in the field of psychology. I feel I'm pretty good at reading body language and connecting dots on behavior patterns. But If someone just read you or heard you, and someone just read my stuff or viewed my videos, they would come to the exact same conclusion. That's what I discovered from this. So today we do Huckabee, and oh, I've been all over this. By the way, I want to share this with you. I don't know if you're aware of this. Listen, I know Mike Huckabee, by the way. Let me tell this quick disclaimer. I'm at Paul Preston's conference for New California. I'm a speaker. My wife and I are sitting at the dignitary table with Mike Huckabee. Okay, I interviewed Mike on my cell phone. My wife held the phone. I interviewed him for about 15, 20 minutes. He was delightful, so friendly at the table, just a right. He's a guy that you'd sit next to at a baseball game, and by the time you left, you'd exchange phone numbers, want to go play golf together. He was that kind of guy. I love the guy. And he's a great speaker. But that interview he did with Tucker, oh, I can't wait to get to this. But I had such a good experience with him. And now I'm just so disgusted. But here's something else. His daughter, Sarah, who I championed when Trump chose her as his first press secretary. And I went nuts publicly when people were harassing her and her family in public and all the Trump personnel harassment that was going on in the woke age. And now she's doing the same thing daddy's doing. She bought $50 million of Israeli bonds when she's got one fifth of her country, our state, I should say, not having enough to eat. I mean, she like daddy, like daddy, like daughter. But anyway, that's enough for me. Sherry, do you want to put some stuff up on the screen or do you want to prompt me on this?
Well, I've sent you files. Do you want to start with
I can't access them.
Tucker? Okay, I'll start with Tucker then. Can you give me share?
You bet. You got to send me a request. And to people who are listening on our, I'm going to play this on podcast as well. I will describe exactly what we're looking at here. Kind of like what Fox News does. They do a good job of that. They're on Sirius XM and they'll have a visual and they'll describe the visual. So we're going to have to do the same thing here. But you're not going to miss anything if you're only catching this with audio. But if you're getting this on visual and audio, you're going to get to see the charts here making this larger. Okay.
For our truth-loving Tucker, he really opened a can of worms. This
Oh.
interview was so skewed from what he usually does that I went in and this hour-long interview, I took snippets from several different places, several different topics, because I just couldn't believe what was going on with the interview. So this is what I've done so far with Tucker, looking at what is going on. I like Huckabee. I thought he was transparent. I thought he was forthcoming. But in this interview, it was so obvious that he was holding back, not for himself, but there's some project going on that he's trying to protect. So this
You
is
know,
what
do you know what it is? Have you figured it out?
it's some political project that, as far as I can
I can
tell,
tell you what it is.
go.
I just wondered if you had it. If you don't have it, that's okay. I don't know how that would show up on this, but I am firmly convinced, and I'm going to be talking about Jared Kushner over the next couple of days. But Jared Kushner is working with the Israeli government to build 15-minute cities in the Gaza Strip, all the way to the water. I'm not joking on this. And it's a huge multi-billion-dollar project. And the U.S. is funding it. Now we're hiding the purpose of the funding. We're saying we're rebuilding Gaza. Well, first of all, why the hell are we rebuilding Gaza when Israel destroyed it? Okay, so that should be Israel's responsibility, not the U.S. taxpayer. But nonetheless, we're rebuilding it. But see, that's the cover story. The real story, Sherry, is that we are helping Israel develop Gaza for their benefit, not ours.
Well, so what was showing up on the vocal prints was something physical, managing something physical. So G sharp and A. G sharp is physical prioritizing, and A is managing the whole system, what happens with it. So G brings in the and A brings in the management of the physical.
Okay,
So
now we're looking at a chart here, and there are notes at the bottom that are indicative of voice frequency. So let's go through that again. You got G.
G sharp and A are very yellow and very large. Now, this is Tucker's opinions about the interview. He rarely does that, but he gave all the background of what was happening with this interview, and it was not even pleasant to listen to, much less try to go through, as Tucker and his crew were doing. So there, it was narrowed down into let's look at a physical project and let's see how it's being managed. So that's what Tucker was doing. He even apologized for what was going on. So let's look at the apology.
Okay, let's go down and look at that.
I can tell you about the apology. There, some of my files, while we're talking, disappeared off my computer.
Well, I'm glad to see that I'm not the only one who's being electronically interfered with. But what we're looking, is this the points of communication? Is that what you're talking about?
Yes, and what was really going on? This is the computer printout, not me, not my opinions at
Okay.
all.
Well,
So
let's go through this. Okay, for the listening audience only, we've looked at charts that are indicative of what was being said earlier about Tucker. And okay, so let's go through and let's break this down, okay?
how they harassed his crew, how they wouldn't give him protection. And this is Tucker talking about that situation with some kind of guards in Israel at the airport. And it
Right, he
talks.
was detained along with his crew. You're correct.
Yes. So it talks about Tucker, and then he talks about an apology that he did. The apology where he was saying that he's being accused of hating Zionists, he said, I don't feel that way, and he's telling the truth, but he wants that known because he's protecting his reputation. He's really upset about this interview and what is going on with Mike Huckabee. He respected Huckabee. He was on Fox with him for many years, and he was surprised that Huckabee took this kind of attitude and denied knowing about Pollard. That was a fib. It was a protection fib. Pollard was the spy who gave Israel information about security of the US and Israel, supposedly, and I guess he was found guilty, turned it over to Russia.
That's right. Yep.
And
It was war plans against Russia. Very damaging.
Huckabee denied knowing about that. I just find that incredulous.
You have to know about it. The average citizen knows about this.
How could Huckabee, who claimed to have gone into Israel hundreds of times and be really involved with Israel, how could he not know? But yet, to Tucker, he says to Tucker, why do you think I can answer your question about why I'm defending this man when I didn't know about it in the first place? That was not truthful.
Well, if he doesn't know this, he's not fit knowledge-wise to be the ambassador.
Yes, and one of the things, and we talked about this a little bit, I don't know if this is a question that can be answered or not, but when you look at Netanyahu and how he is spreading out this responsibility to other people rather than Israel, if, like they're saying, Jews are the chosen people, why are Americans being called on to die for Israel? Can't God protect Israel? I mean, is
Yeah,
that an
that's
answerable
something
question?
a lot of Christians are asking. I'll say this for the record on this interview, if people are listening for the first time. First of all, I'm going to be doing a series, not a series, I'll probably be doing two broadcasts on the three satanic gods, Baal, Moloch, and Asherah, that invaded Israel. And this is after the first covenant with Abraham. And they broke, that caused Israel to break the covenant. And through no fault of their own, because listen, we have the same three satanic gods at work in America. So I'm not saying we're holier than thou. I'm not making that distinction here. Okay, we're kind of all on the same boat here. But Jesus had to come to earth, And this is, folks, this is in the Bible. Jesus had to come to save us because the first covenant didn't work. And that's where people try to make the claim in Genesis 12:3 that if you don't do exactly what Netanyahu says, you're an anti-Semite and you will be cursed and it's your Christian duty. No, the Israeli people are wonderful people and we need to be allies with Israel for obvious reasons. We're bound by common culture in a lot of ways and so forth. But I'm an American first and I believe in the resurrection in Jesus. And Sherry, this is where they are, that people like Huckabee, he's saying, you got to go with Genesis 12:3. Well, Huckabee, what about the resurrection? What about my duty to my Lord? They're ignoring that, Sherry. That's why I've got my back up right now. They're threatening my freedom of religion.
Well, Tucker wants the truth for the people so that they can make good decisions about this. And he's really questioning who is in power, who's in the know. And Huckabee is just not being forthcoming here. And he's not even disturbed by that idea.
Wow. And we get this on this. Okay, let's go to Huckabee's voice print for a second. I think we can flip back and forth, can't we?
Yes.
Okay, and I want to look at this because, okay, we got the fact that Tucker is concerned. Tucker is being honest. He's not anti-Semite. But here's the convolution. If you can be totally pro-Israel and support Jewish people, but be opposed to Netanyahu's policies, but not in the eyes of the Zionists, you're anti-Semite if you don't do what you're told politically. So that's where Tucker's drawing the line, and so am I. So am I, because it interferes in my religion. And I don't tell the Jews how to worship, and they're not going to tell me how to worship.
Tucker is very upset about people calling him names and attacking him personally when he's trying to do the job of bringing out the truth. He is for the truth. He says all of us really know this. We just need to develop our spidey sense so we can tell it. And you've already talked about that in your case, Huckabee was not telling the truth. And you could tell that from his body language. People really know, but they don't trust it. So in looking at this nano voice, which tells you from the frequencies of your voice, not from the words, but from the frequencies, what's really going on. And this is Huckabee, and this zero octave right here is
I can't see it,
naivete.
Sherry.
Oh, let me share again.
Okay, let's go ahead and put that up here. But we're going to take a look at Mike Huckabee's voice projection here. And here we go. We've got it.
Okay, and I did this not from the exact words as he said them, not as a time domain. I recorded his voice and Tucker's voice separately from the interview and took several snippets. And this is a Huckabee denying that he knew Pollard.
Okay,
That's
so where's that at here on the scale?
this is just one section. Look at all this naivete.
Is he
This is not.
naive or is he lying?
He's naive.
Really? So you're
He's
telling
not.
me an ambassador to Israel from the United States doesn't know what Pollard did with selling war plans to Israel, who sold them to Russia?
I think he knows. I think he's putting that aside for some bigger purpose. And most of the information is for a purpose. It's remember that all of the green is for a purpose. And his purpose is something about personal justice.
Okay, hold on just a second. So the green, we're looking at green graph here, people, which is a representation of the voice frequency quality. And the greens are prominent. Okay,
Yes.
very, very high. Okay, but the one of the longest lines is a blue line. What does that mean about what you're seeing?
Blue is emotions, and C sharp is about trust and fairness. So there's some emotional component to this, but this is priority. It's green. It's for a purpose. And the purpose is the letter G, something physical. There's something physical going on that is the leverage with Huckabee.
You mean he's defending an action of Israel?
He's defending something physical. It's not religious. It's something physical that he is defending.
Okay, so then it's not the third temple. So back to what I said about Gaza, Israel's taking it over. Listen, I've already got this out of Israeli journalists. They're going to relocate the Palestinians to Somalia, that's been divided up into Somalia, disputed land, and Somaliland. And they're sending the Palestinians with our money, $9 billion arrived from the Somalia fraud in Minnesota. And this comes from the Israeli press. This isn't, I would never have found this had I not read it out of Israel. And that's the project. And the project's Gaza development. And Kushner's involved with this. Trump is looking the other way, I suspect. And we're going to fund it. We're spending billions to rebuild, and we're calling it the rebuilding of Gaza. But it's not rebuilding for the Palestinians, it's for the state of Israel. That's, I'm
Well,
sure this is what you got to be pointing to.
look at how little there is of the red.
And what does
That's
that mean? What does that mean? The red lines are short on this. What does that mean for the people who are on audio?
it is the least involved perspective for Huckabee, and it's about the future and the found safety of the future and the foundation that all of this is being built on. It's not being built on any kind of solid foundation. It's being based on there is a project. I'm involved. I'm going to defend it.
Wow. Okay. I'm not sure how to respond to that last part, except I go back to Gaza for the project.
Yeah, some physical project is involved here.
Yeah. Let me ask you this. Did anything come up in the interview when Tucker brought up the war with Iran, the coming war with Iran, that we're fighting strictly for Netanyahu's purpose?
Just denial from Huckabee that that's not a reality.
Well, it is a, we got two carrier task force there. What's he talking about?
Well, look at all this naivete. He's just shoving it down.
Okay.
And there's fantasy in here too. So he's not being assured of what's happening. He's being painted a picture and he's going along with it.
Going to reveal something here. At the time of this recording, I've not aired this yet. Have you come across anything, Sherry, on your own outside this, what we're talking about here, called the Board of Peace?
I only know that Trump put it together and he handpicked people to be there. I've not looked at it.
Okay. Well, I'm going to be revealing this if you haven't already heard it, people, when you listen to this. The Board of Peace supersedes the United Nations. It's almost like a World Economic Forum organization for the Middle East, but it's worldwide, it's global. And Jared Kushner is the special envoy. Trump is the head. And you can't, when Trump is done with the presidency, he'll be the head of the Board of Peace that's over the United Nations. And the reason I'm bringing this up, Sherry, is because Gaza would be part of this. Relocated the Palestinians for, quote, their protection. That's what they're going to say. There'll be no more conflict with Hamas and Israel as a result of the West Bank. And Gaza gets developed at our expense for Israel's benefit. And the Board of Peace will be over all of this. And the UN will be taking orders from them. And Trump will be the permanent head for as long as he lives. I wish I was making this up because I spent three elections supporting Trump, but this is fact. So I think this is what part of what you're referring to about a bigger project. And for me, Huckabee simply wants to make sure he's part of the inner circle, and that's why he's doing what he's doing. That would be my guess.
I did a 12-page report on this yesterday, and look at this, it's 2 pages. Now, I have taken what I did, the 12-page report, and I've stashed it. I can't get to it right now. It's on another computer. But like you being bombarded, somebody is going into my computer and changing things. I'll send this to you from another computer as soon as I get to it. But it's 12 pages about all of this, how Tucker feels about it, how Huckabee feels about it. Huckabee is going to go full steam ahead and do this. But Tucker is not going to stop. He's not settled with this emotionally. And even though people have warned him to stop, he will not until the truth is out.
He's putting his life in jeopardy the same Candace Owens is.
Yes.
Is
Candace
Tucker,
is.
from his voice print, is Tucker fearful?
No, not fearful. He lacks an understanding of why they're attacking him about this when he's only wants the truth. Candace is being careful what she reveals, but she is very, very angry, where Tucker is just has a need to understand. His anger is not behind this.
No, this just confirms what I feel, that the Christian religion is in big trouble as it's written, with the importance of Jesus being the most important element. And the future of America, I mean, let me give you a scenario, Sherry, that arises out of this. Trump's actions are making him extremely unpopular with MAGA. I mean, look at me. I'm criticizing Trump for the first time that I've been supporting him in 11 years. Okay, so now I'm saying I have real concerns. The midterms are going to be won by the Democrats. I think there's no question. They're going to win both houses. And they could impeach Trump. But because he's on this board of peace, superseding the UN, it's not going to matter. He'll just go from being president to president of the world.
Wow. Woo.
That's what this means. And that's the project, and Gaza's part of this project. That's the project you're picking up on here in the voice prints. I guarantee you.
I'm going to go back and pick up what Trump is saying about this Board of Peace and see what his motives really are. See if they coincide. You can lie with your words. You can't lie with the frequencies of your
That's
voice.
true.
And that's what this program picks up. But somebody is trying to keep you, me, and Tucker from exposing what is really going on. That's why we're being attacked. Look at what happened last time we tried to do a show. Somebody had gone into my computer and turned off everything audio at a
That's right.
system level. So we had to call in an IT guy specifically for that. And he says, I'm stumped. I don't know how anybody could do this or why it would have been
Well,
done.
it's just like, I should pull this up. Maybe I'll show my audience here. My cell phone has just gone crazy in the last 24 hours. My whole menu has changed and I can't change it back. And it's crazy. Like, I'll pull up my messages here, okay? And look, it didn't happen this time. Surprise, surprise. Okay, but I get these things. Your phone has been infiltrated by 1,010 viruses. This is what I read this morning several times. And push here to mitigate it. Now, I don't want to push there. I don't know what I'm going to get after I push there. And I have to shut down my phone. I'm reading my messages. And I'm in the middle of a message, Sherry, and I have to shut down my phone and reboot and start over. And people say, "Well, you have a virus." This isn't a virus because I can't even manipulate how my phone is organized. This is crazy.
And looking at what is going on with the computers, things I try to send to you, this is undeliverable because of a DHS something or the other. How many
Yeah.
times have I tried to send you these
Oh, I
reports?
know. I can't get the files. Tell people what happened when you tried to call me yesterday.
It was just saying that it was no messages could be taken by this phone.
Yeah. And I cleared my voicemail on Friday. And it's still clear today. There's room for messages. So listen, you're not the only one. I'm having trouble with other people that I'm communicating with. Paul Preston and I have had problems. And that's not Doug Thornton and I've had problems for years. So, but it's really stepped up right now. Big
Yes.
times, big time stepping up. And it's because I'm attacking the sacred cow, which is Zionism. Hello, hello. I support the Jewish people. You have the right to your religion. But I have the right for self-determination in America and to worship Jesus Christ, without bringing in outdated Old Testament stuff telling me I'm wrong to worship Jesus Christ. I can't believe the nerve these people have, and they're getting Christian pastors on their side.
With lies, with exaggerations, how are they doing
Yeah,
that?
okay, well, I've already covered this, so I'll make this real brief. But under FARA, the Federal Agency Registration Act, federal entities that lobby us have to be registered. And all of them are, except for AIPAC, the Israeli lobby that gives campaign contributions to Congress. They get to violate the law with impunity. But in this FARA instance, there was the name of a group, and what was it? Through Faith by Works. It sounds like a Christian organization, but it's not. It's manned all by Jewish people from Israel. And they're following the law. They say, our purpose here is to promote Zionism, Israel first kind of attitudes. I mean, and I'm paraphrasing, but this is, they're real honest about what they want. And then when you scroll down, this is a huge document. And when you scroll down, you find that they're geofencing. That means surveilling the cell phones of everyone who's going to these hundreds of large churches in the Western United States. And TPUSA is one of the agents doing this. And that's in the document. Now, this organization's not in violation of our lobbying laws. TPUSA is. They're working as their agent and they're not registered under FARA. TPUSA is breaking the law. But besides that point, what I'm telling you is, I'm really worried, Sherry. Why do they need to know what Christians are going to church? Why do they want their infos so they can track us, tag us like the NSA does? And you know what happens in history when you create a list? Generally, people on that list get purged.
Well, hasn't this been going on for centuries, attacking the Christians?
Yes. Yeah. Well, the Jews have had their share of persecution. I mean, one of the worst Holocausts, not the worst ever. Well, I don't know. The Chinese Holocaust was pretty bad with Mao. That was 80 million people. Stalin's estimated to kill 20 million. But yeah, the millions doesn't make a difference. Jewish people went through a terrible, terrible persecution. You know, Sherry, here's the other thing, too. When I was a young history teacher in Arizona, I and one of my colleagues would have various couples that survived the Holocaust living in a nearby retirement community called Sun City, and we'd have them come speak to our students about the evils of what happened. Because we wanted this to make history real for our students so they could see, hey, we can't ever let this kind of stuff ever happen again. And so I don't think I qualify as an anti-Semite. What I qualify as is America first, Jesus first, but you're entitled to your beliefs under the First Amendment.
This is the reason that we're doing this show, to give people access to the truth. And that's why I wrote this program in 1982, to give people access to the truth. I've sent you links, and if people can't get that from your site, they can write to me. Just I'm Sherry Edwards at Gmail, and I will send them this program, the education, the textbook, and if we can get this to enough people and get this out, we can all know and share the truth.
And Sherry is spelled Sharry. I want to make sure people know that because it's not She. It's Sharry, Sherry Edwards at gmail.com. And Sherry will share everything with you. If you go to soundhealthportal.com, you'll open up the door on how you can learn how to do this. And you could even turn it into a business if you so choose. And Sherry's not franchising you, you'd be on your own. So an amazing thing that you do with this, but I'm excited, Sherry, because for two shows now, you have validated what my research was telling me with this voice imprints. Hey, I wanted to ask you something, and this is my faulty memory here in old age. You did a recent show with Sarah Westall, our mutual friend, Sarah, who introduced the two of us. And by the way, I'm going on Sarah's show next week, but it was really a good show, and for the life of me, I can't remember what you covered. Do you remember?
Weight management, what's being withheld from the people on how to lose weight, just like what's coming down now about
That's
all
right.
what's being withheld about cancer. cures. We did weight management, and we're doing free classes for people on that who want to use
Oh, cool.
the program to help people.
Well, can you give us a couple of non-controversial things they're doing?
Well, like withholding the ideas about adiponectin and all the biochemistry
Okay.
that goes on, and cortisol, how cortisol is involved in people not being able to lose weight, and how that's kicked in a gene called P450 that we've decoded, and we make that avail that information available to people. I write a column for Masters of Health magazine. It's all in there. In the last 10 months, I've written articles about what's being withheld about weight management information.
Wow, this is pretty amazing. Cortisol, yeah, stress causes weight gain. We know that from from physiological research. And if you induce stress on a population and they have food to eat, they're going to overeat because their stress mechanism is telling us, hey, you're under threat, so you better eat a lot now because you don't know where your next meal is coming from.
Talk
And
about Corona.
yeah, it's a wow. I couldn't remember what it was on, and I'm thinking it was such a good show, and I'm sitting here, I was going to bring it up, and I drew a blank. But that's important stuff because 60% of our country is obese.
Yes, and a lot of it around the middle, which is toxicity. And we did a whole article about that and how to get rid of those toxins in the system with natural protocols. Like for cortisol, you can control that, balance that with phosphatidylserine. And I did that by the numbers, not looking at what was in the literature, but by the numbers. And we have looked at something called the mathematical constitution of human health. And that's what my new book's about, Breaking the Sound Barriers of Disease. And we haven't mentioned that at all, but that's
Did you get
available.
into it? Let me ask you a quick question. Did you get into rhythms of the mathematical constitution?
Yes.
Okay, because Tesla talked about this and he talked about the 369 paradigm. Are you familiar with that?
Yes, and how all the solfeggio numbers and all of that play into that. We've got a project going right now where we're looking at some of the numbers from the Bible and from Tesla and from other religions or ancient religions, to see if we can go in and look at the math of root cause of disease. And we've been able to do that in less than 50 cases, but we really need more people going to the portal and giving us their voice print so we can do comparisons. People
Wow.
could go to that portal and say, evaluate me about weight, and it'll give you a report back, and that's free.
Soundhealthportal.com. And let me guess what happens when you go there. You'll make a voice recording, submit it, and then you get your report back. Is that right?
Yes, and I'll tell you that's high and that's low, and this is where you should go, and this is what you should do if you want to lose weight. But it's suggestions. We are not allowed to be giving people prescriptions. We just
Yeah,
tell them what.
exactly. Yeah, it's advice, not medical advice.
Yes, and there's a big difference in giving something away for free because we love the public, and free not being any good. We put this up there because we think people have a right to know.
Well, in the last show, you, if people did hear this, you spoke to resisting a government and big corporate takeover of your technology, offering you millions of dollars that you turned down. So that speaks to, I think, your sincerity and integrity on this. That's pretty amazing here. I'm going to have to go back. I listened to a little bit of the Sarah interview that you did, and I think, man, this is good. I just got to find the time to do it. Because I got to tell you, with the stuff going on right now, Sherry, I mean, when I first started this business, I had to hunt topics beyond my one or two interests. Today, I have to really discern what it is I have time to cover. There's so much going on right now, I can't cover it all.
Well, one of the things it evaluates for people is GLP-1. Are you high or low? And something called gastrointestinal peptides, which is really what you're doing with the supplement there and giving people GLP-1. We can tell what's going on with that and see, are they high or low? Do they need more of it? It's a way to evaluate what's really going on in the system.
I got to get my voice evaluated. I've got to do it. I'm taking this right now too, and I'm in a pretty good place. I've lost a lot of weight. I'm in much better shape. I work out a lot, but I'm using this as a supplement. This is from BioTrust. If you're wondering, folks, trimwithdave.com. And if you go to trimwithdave.com, you'll see all the research they've done. It's phenomenal work. It really is. And there's no injections. That's the thing I like about it.
Fat lays down on the muscles that are close to the frequency of the GLP-1 and gastrointestinal peptide, and that's why the fat's laying down on the stomach. There's toxicity. They don't have enough digestive enzymes, so the pill is emulating frequency, and we're able to validate that through their vocal print.
Do you feel that your research, and I mentioned 369 from Tesla, does it match that specifically, or is it a general concept that math is at work here?
It is the Sulfagian numbers match the 3, 6, and 9 that Tesla was talking about. And we used to put everybody through calcium because we knew that calcium was the master sergeant of what's going on in the body.
Right.
And we compare everybody through calcium. Now we compare everybody through the Sulfagian numbers, the Tesla numbers, the numbers in the Bible. That's where the 3, 6, and 9 come from. We did our original formulas with 3, 6, and 9 relationships, and that's where we started to build this. Then we went toward looking at some of the Templars' frequencies. Now we're back to the Sulfagian numbers from the Bible again.
The Templars, yes. Interesting thing about the Templars. You know what that is?
What?
They're the reason that Friday the 13th is unlucky, because that's when they suffered a great massacre, was
And
on
when they
Friday the 13th. And so that was kind of handed down in folklore to be superstition. Yeah, the Templars knew a lot about a lot of things, pyramids, and yeah, what you're talking about here, it's pretty phenomenal. And folks, you can get acclimated with this technology. It's very simple. Just go to soundhealthportal.com and hello, it's totally free. It's totally free. Do you have these classes ongoing with the weight loss aspect of it?
we don't. We do those periodically, and people have to sign up. So we have to know how many people are there and just send them their software beforehand. But if people will read a book by Sylvia Franck called The Tree of Life and the Holy Grail, she names me as one of the keepers of the Holy Grail
Wow.
information. They claim that they imbued people's DNA with this information. I don't know where this information comes from that I started. It's just there in my being. And I'll give an example if we have the time.
Sure.
Somebody called me over the weekend and they were absolutely hysterical that their child was having an anaphylactic shock and they couldn't figure out what was going on with it. And they took him to the hospital. It still didn't help totally. There's still something, some allergic reaction. And I said, send me a photograph. And they sent me the photograph of this baby, and I asked God to help give me the sound. I was able to show that he was allergic to the IV that was in the cough syrup that they were giving him. And that was from a picture. There's something inside of my being that has a connection to this, the sounds of human beings and their health. I can't explain it. It's just God stuff. And I.
Well, psychologists don't like to talk about this, but there is research out there that talks about the legitimacy of some impasse. And it keeps being scientifically verified beyond the laws of chance. And it's not that it works every time, it doesn't. And certainly, Big Pharma is never going to fund studies like this at major universities with medical schools. Never. Because they can't make money on this. So when we take a look at this, there's some validity for what you're saying. There's mental powers that we have. I mean, this is like the Princeton Engineering Anomalies Research, PEAR for short, 30-year project, and they were able to show statistically beyond any reasonable chance that people can sense danger 3 to 4 hours before it happens. And they did random testing of people's biomechanical reactions like the blood pressure, respiration, so forth. And what they found was really interesting is that they had these volunteers and they tracked them for years, paid a nominal fee, and they did this all around the world. And they found the two biggest times where people had these huge jumps in their autonomic nervous system, like they were under stress. One was 9/11, and two was the tsunami of 2004 that killed a quarter of a million people. Pretty phenomenal stuff.
That's
So
how all of this
we have
started.
these abilities, and there's research too in social psychology. Beyond the laws of chance, if people turn their backs, and you have a group of people and say, "Okay, stare at one person," like they put a number on their back, stare at number seven. Beyond the laws of chance, number seven says, "Yeah, I was stared at," and it's way beyond the laws of chance, and that's repeated over and over. So, Sherry, don't apologize for that because I notice a little apologetic tone there. These kinds of elements are partially to fully acknowledged in research.
That's how all of this started. I could do this. I could hear things that people weren't really saying. And I wanted to know why that was happening. I wanted everybody to have the talent. I didn't want to be considered kooky. I could have probably made millions of just doing this from photographs the rest of my life.
Oh, you could have. Yeah, you would have.
But I wanted a scientific protocol that everybody could use because I think this is incredibly important. And we lost that ability to be able to tell the truth or not from someone's words. So
Well, we
that's
are pretty good at picking up on. I'll give you an example. And Erica Kirk, people have picked up on her inconsistency between words and body language and content of her speech, given the period that she should have been in as a grieving widow. People have picked up on that. And we have these feelings we get like, okay, we encounter someone, oh, I just don't like that person. I can't tell you why. Your unconscious mind is programmed to see these inconsistencies. And we
yes.
have lots of research behind this with body language research to show that that's the case. And this is why people almost universally, people will defend Erica, but I see it's usually for a political reason. People just talk about, Dave, I can't stand to watch her speak for more than a minute. It just, oh, I just get the creeps. And I get the same feelings. And people from all walks are saying this about her. I predict too, TPUSA will keep her as CEO, but she'll stop making public appearances.
Her vocal print indicates she doesn't have a life right now. She has a foundation from the past, but she doesn't have a life that she's living. She is a controlled individual, and that's directly in her vocal print. We should feel sorry for her.
And I agree with you. And I said this before. I took a lot of heat very early on when people started to turn on Erica and said, I don't like what I'm seeing. And I said, hold on. How do you know she's not being managed and this is out of fear or prior programming? And people didn't like that. That was one of the most vitriolic videos I did in terms of negative comments towards me. And I still hold to the fact that that's a real possibility. And you seem to be confirming that.
Her vocal print confirms it.
What a shame. Sherry, we're out of time, so I want to give this out again, soundhealthportal.com. And this highly volatile time, I'm going to have to come back to you because I got more people we need to do. But anyway, we got to run because we are out of time. Our guest has been Dr. Sherry Edwards. And Dr. Edwards, you can get her at Sherry, SHARRY, Sherry Edwards. At gmail.com or go to soundhealthportal.com and test out the stuff for yourself. Meanwhile, this show is decidedly pro-American and this show is decidedly pro-Christian. And that's how I'll end the show. Sherry, thanks so much. Always a pleasure to have you on.
Thank you for the opportunity to share.
Hello, America. Dave Hodges here. We got some breaking news. I am the host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show freeing America, one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. We're brought to you by Noble Gold. It's not over until it's over. The dollar is still in decline. Our unemployment numbers are off the charts bad. The banks are suffering. One bank's already failed this year. And Dodd-Frank 2010 says it gets bad enough, they can keep your money. That's the law. Why would you let them do it? Call Noble Gold. You got options. Don't put your retirement in the bank. Ever, ever, never let Noble Gold help you. go to davehodgesgold.com. That'll get you started. Or if you want to have direct contact with them, Noble Gold, call 877-646-5347, 877-646-5347, and you will get the qualifying conversion account, 10 1 ounce silver coins. 877-646-5347. Well, we have breaking news out of Mar-a-Lago. No, this time it's not Jack Smith the thug with his swastika carrying FBI that went through Melania's underwear drawer on a witch hunt. No, this time this is a real threat. This is assassination threat number three. Let me remind you, as a candidate, President Trump, right, for second term in office, Butler, Pennsylvania, shot in the ear. Of course, I know Democrats like to say he faked it. Yeah, okay. Tell that to the fireman's widow and family. So much for faking. But anyway, he survived that. And then not long after, a Ukrainian activist with CIA ties tried to take him out on his golf course. If it wasn't for an alert FBI agent or Secret Service agent, Trump would not be here. That was a fantastic act of heroism, and I haven't heard this guy celebrated enough. Now we have number three. Now, fortunately, Trump was not at the scene of the attempted crime. He was in D.C., but at Mar-a-Lago last night at 1:28 a.m., there was a breach. He got into the compound, and he was armed with a shotgun and a can of gasoline. Do you understand this is a big threat? Well, he was confronted by security personnel, and they did what all law enforcement are trained to do. And it's tragic that someone had to die, but they said, put it down. And when he didn't, they shot him. And those are the rules of engagement for every police department, every law enforcement in America. I hate the fact that a 21-year-old died, but he was there to do harm. Now, even though Donald Trump was not there, he's got Secret Service. He's got other government officials. He's got his own security. They were all in danger. They had a right to protect themselves. But here's my point. The Butler, Pennsylvania thing remains suspect. I ain't buying the lone nut assassin theory because that's been dealt with ad nauseum. I'm leaving that in Trump's hands to continue to investigate, which I hear he is. The second thing that we look at here was the interesting character who got on the grounds of his golf course, and things could have got real bad real quick. He wasn't working alone. I'll just leave it at that. Now, we finally have a crazy person. This guy, legitimately crazy. Now, could he have been the victim of prior conditioning, set out to do the work of whoever he's pointed to go take out? Don't think so, because to give legitimacy to that, they would have known where Trump was and he wouldn't have been set on his mission. I think this was a random, I'm going to get Trump for whatever reason. And here's what's really interesting. There is a little intrigue in this case. His parents filed a missing persons report at 1:25 a.m. He was shot at 1:28 a.m. I think there's a meaning here to something that we're not yet privy to. I think this will become an important detail down the road. But right now, what we have is finally, after all our history, a lone nut assassin acting on his own. At least that's the way it appears. Tell me what you think. But this is attempt number three. This is insanity, folks. We live in totally an insane society. I'm Dave Hodges. This is the Common Sense Show. Make sure you check out our newsletter. You get one-stop shopping for all the things we do. We'll come directly to your email box once a day. Let's say we do four presentations, you're going to get four. If we do three, you do three. Five, you get five. But you only have to open up one thing to see everything that we do. So thecommonsenseshow.com, the upper right-hand corner in the link for the newsletter, put it in. All we need is your contact information, and we do not sell your data. Thanks for joining us.